God's church was in his mind before the world began. It was also instituted the exact way he planned it to be. The church was never intended as an afterthought of any kind. God had a plan with purpose, prophecies, parables, a promise, and a price. The purpose was for us to have the opportunity to be in Christ himself. Ephesians 1:3-4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. It was also for us to be saved from sin by his grace." In 2 Timothy 1:9 it reads, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose, in grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the time began." This is all in thought before creation. Not only did the church have a purpose, but it had prophecies. In Daniel 2:34-35, it reads, "We watched while the stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay, and broke them into pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together, and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mound and filled the whole earth." Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream a statue of different elements get crushed by stone. That stone was the church. The wind carried the statue, what remained of it, like it was nothing. In Daniel 2:44 it says, "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." The head of gold was the Babylonian kingdom. The chest and arms of silver was the Medo-Persian kingdom. The belly and thighs of bronze was the Greek kingdom. The legs of iron and clay was the Roman kingdom. And the stone that turned to a mountain was the church. The church overpowered all of these kingdoms and became the only kingdom left. In Matthew 16:18, similarities are drawn. And I'll say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. The rock and the church in these two verses are combined almost together. They are very similar in characteristic qualities as well, because it talks about how the rock is the foundation of the church. It also says that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And that goes along with Daniel 2:44, where it says that no other kingdom shall destroy it. God used prophecies to give us a heads up about his coming kingdom. He also helped us through parables. In Mark 4:30, it talks about the mustard seed and how it's the smallest seed, but yet it grew into a giant plant. That talks about the growth of the kingdom and how it started out small, but it's growing bigger and bigger. In Luke 13:20, it talks about the leaven and how that was an influence. The woman separated her 3 pieces of leaven so that way she could have meals for that day. In Matthew 13:44, it talks about the hidden treasure in the field. A man saw this treasure and sold all of his belongings just to buy that field, because the treasure was so valuable. That's how the church is. Christ used parables to help us have an understanding about the plan for the church and what the church would look like. He also had a divine promise. Christ promised he would build his church on a firm foundation. In Matthew 18, it told us that nothing could defeat it. The church is not temporary, it's permanent. In Matthew 16:19, he explains that he would give us the keys to his kingdom. That's salvation. That talks about that is his promise. It talks about how we could have a promising place in heaven with him. Christ is working with God's plan for the church with this promise. Not only did he have a promise, but he had a price to pay. The price to establish the church was his own blood. Ephesians 1:4 told us that God knew the price before the foundation of the world. God loved us so much that in Romans 5:8, it reads, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The power of Christ's blood is so powerful that it bought the church with his blood. In Acts 2:28, it says, "The church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." His blood was such a great sacrifice that we could live in him. In Galatians 2:20, it says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." God fulfilled his plan for the church when he died on the cross and resurrected 3 days later. We are part of the Church of Christ because of its divine origin, because it was one that was planned by God. It wasn't just last minute. It took time and sacrifice. The Church of Christ has a divine origin that proves that it could never have been established by man. It was purposed, prophesied, parabled, and purchased by God.